At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, March 22nd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a doubleheader here in the NIT, the quarterfinals. Yes, we are one day closer to March Madness, and I know we're biding our time, but we do have some basketball to get down on tonight in another tournament here in the NIT. So don't scoff at the NIT. You can get down on the NIT just as you could March Madness, and I promise you it will pay out the same amount of money that you would get in a March Madness game. So looking toward tonight, guys, in the NIT, let's focus on the first one in the game of the night, UAB against Vanderbilt. Currently, this game is listed as a pick'em with a high total of 153. Now, going to this matchup, UAB is 27-9. They've won and covered both games in the NIT thus far in round one. UAB beat Southern Miss 88-60, covering as an 8.5-point favorite. Round two, they beat Morehead State 77-59, covering as a 14.5-point favorite. Now, they'll be traveling to Vandy. And again, in the NIT, you have these true home courts. They're no longer neutral sites here, but Vandy is 22-14. Round one, they beat Yale 71-62, covering as a 3.5-point favorite. Round two, they beat Michigan 66-65, but did not cover as a 3-point favorite in that one. So what have we seen across the market here? Well, if you really pay attention to where this line opened and how it moved, looks like quite a bit of liability here on UAB. This game opened at most shops close to a pick'em, but a lot of shops actually had Vanderbilt listed as a very short favorite. Vandy minus one. I saw Vandy minus two, Vandy minus 1.5. So across the board, it was a short number, close to a pick'em. But this is why it's important to not just, you know, go off of one sportsbook's line history, but look at the overall market, looking at multiple market setting books. And there are kind of two different styles of books. There are books that are market setters that open the number, as a global number and then take in action. Then there are kind of copycat books that will wait for other books to open and they'll just kind of open their line and shade it based upon how their clientele, basically, if they're a public team or a public book, taking in recreational money, low bets, or if they're kind of a sharper book with bigger wagers, typically they're setting their own lines. But a lot of these copycat books will just go off the other openers. So a lot of the copycats just open on a pick, but the early market setters open Vandy as, again, a short favorite, -2.5, -1, -2, very, very short number here. So across the market, Vandy is getting the majority of bets. They're getting 65% of bets. Vandy is obviously a bigger name school than UAB. Vandy's at home. Makes sense. Very short number here. However, we've seen this line now get down to a pick'em. So why is this line dropping toward UAB if Vanderbilt is at home and getting a majority of the bets and has that public bias name recognition? Well, it tells me respected money came in here on UAB, triggering sharp reverse line movement in favor of Birmingham. UAB here would match quite a few betting systems as well as a bad ATS, good ATS play. So UAB is just 16-18-1 against the spread this year versus Vandy, who's 20-16 ATS. So Vandy's covered more numbers than UAB has. Bettors who have bet Vandy remember that and will be inclined to bet them again versus UAB, who hasn't covered as many, probably cost some bettors some money. So they'll be less inclined to bet on them or more inclined to bet against them. But if you look at KenPom, he has Vandy winning this game by 1 point. So he's got a short number here, kind of right coincides with a lot of those early numbers. But he does have UAB ranked much higher. He has UAB ranked 49 in the country versus 80th for Vanderbilt. Both teams are allowing 71 points per game. The difference comes on offense. UAB is averaging 81 points a game this year versus 72 for Vanderbilt. And UAB is led by their star senior, Jordan Walker, who's averaging 23 points a game, one of the most dynamic players in college basketball this year. UAB, by the way, lost to FAU in the Conference USA Finals. Now FAU is in the Sweet 16, so kind of tells you that that you got to the championship game. I think they lost by like 20 in that game, but they reached it against a team that is now deep into March Madness. So it could have some good competition there, good strength of schedule, even though it's a smaller conference. Also, you have a better field goal shooting team with UAB. They're shooting 46% this year versus 43% for Vandy. Better rebounding team, 38 rebounds a game versus 33 for Vandy. Better three-point shooting, 36% versus 34%. Better free throw shooting, 73% versus 72%. And then also better, more steals per game, 8 versus 5. So a lot of these stat categories really favor UAB, and that coincides with, again, this contrarian play with this reverse line move toward Alabama-Birmingham. I'm going Alabama-Birmingham here, by the way. We'll get to that in a second for Josh's sweats. But also, keep an eye on the total. It opened 153. It really hasn't moved at all. Some books did creep up a little bit to 153.5, but both these teams are over teams this year. UAB is 22-12-1 to the over. Vandy is 20-16 to the over. UAB is pretty quick tempo, 71 tempo, so a lot of possessions per game, opportunities to score. And KenPom's projection is an 80-79 game. Again, Vandy by one, but his final score projection would be 159. So a little bit of, what I'm looking at is, do you start to see this thing creep up across the market to 153.5, 154? Where is the next move? Next move is obviously critical here with the spread as well, because you're right on a pick 'em. Do we start to see this hop defense toward UAB? Where's the next move on the spread? That's very meaningful here. But looks to me like a sharp play on UAB. Again, public on Vandy, a very small Vandy opener as a favorite. They've now come down to a pick 'em. A lot of stat advantages here, as well as a higher ranked team for KenPom. I'd be looking at UAB at a pick 'em play at 7 o'clock tonight on ESPN2 in the NIT quarterfinals.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in the NIT here, go to the other quarterfinal matchup, Cincinnati against Utah Valley, 9 o'clock tonight on ESPN2. And how ironic, it's also a pick'em with a total of 148.5 here. So going to this matchup, Cincinnati, 23-12. In round one, they beat VaTech, 81-72, covering as a 5-point favorite. Round two, they beat Hofstra, 79-65, covering as a 1-point favorite. Now they travel to Utah to face Utah Valley. Again, true home court here in the NIT. 27-8 on the year, Utah Valley, and they've been really impressive in the NIT. In round one, they beat New Mexico 83-69, winning outright as a 5.5-point dog. Round two, they beat Colorado 81-69, winning outright as a 4.5-point dog. So both dogs, both outright wins here for Utah Valley. So what have you seen across the board here in terms of Cincinnati-Utah Valley? Well, once again, if you pay close attention and look at line history across multiple books, looks like some sharp money here on the home team, Utah Valley. A lot of these books were around a pick'em opener, but again, if you pay close attention, I did see a couple books that opened very short favorite Cincinnati, -1, -1.5 Cincinnati. I saw one book, I believe Circa was -2 Cincinnati. So short number, slight towards Cincinnati, but we're seeing this line down to a pick'em now. And why is that important? Because Cincinnati is the biggest public play of the night here. I know there's only two games, but very heavily bet lopsided towards Cincinnati. Cincinnati is getting 77% of bets across the market. A very, very public play. 9 o'clock game. There's only two games in town here. A lot of times what you'll see too is as the public is getting so excited for March Madness, which returns tomorrow, they're going to want to bet tonight's games, even though they don't really have much information on these teams. So their public bias will really be on display here. And Cincinnati is a team that, again, has been in the NCAA tournament quite a few times here. Bigger name school against little old Utah Valley. Take big powerhouse Cincinnati here. So public is all over Cincinnati, getting almost 8 out of 10 bets. But again, slight short favorite Cincinnati down to a pick'em. Tells me respected money is going Utah Valley here in a line freeze play or even a reverse line move play. Utah Valley also is extremely contrarian. They're only getting 22% of bets in a very heavily bet game. 9 o'clock, that later game with, again, more public money likely to come in. But a really good bet split. Low bets, higher dollars. Only 22% of bets, but 54% of the money is on Utah Valley. And Ken Pom actually has Utah Valley winning this game by 2 points. He's got them winning 76-74. Utah Valley has the better field goal shooting, 47% versus 45%. Better rebounding, 37 a game versus 34, and better free throw shooting. That's really important when you get to these tournament games or these big games here. Can you make your free throws when you get fouled? 74% versus 70% in favor of Utah Valley. Also, keep an eye on the under here. Quite a bit of sharp under money. Open at 151, down to 148.5 here. So again, this line is really tanked. Tells me a lot of respect to money has hit this under. Utah Valley adjusted defense, pretty good. Top 35. Cincinnati top 50 in adjusted defense. And we have seen Cincinnati go 4-0 their last four games. But quite a bit of under money here between Cincinnati and Utah Valley. And I'd be looking at Utah Valley as a very contrarian Ken Pom edge here in the nightcap, 9 o'clock on ESPN2 in the NIT quarterfinals. March Madness and the return of MLB is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
Well, for Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I'm going to really be focusing on the NIT tonight. Two extremely interesting games. One thing I wanted to mention, so right off the bat, my plays. I'm going UAB. I mentioned it, but I like UAB here as a pick'em. UAB, again, opening as a short dog. Now it's a pick'em play. And again, you are led by a great scorer here in Jordan Walker. Much better stats here. Higher ranked by Ken Pom. I like this line move. Even though you're contrarian, line's going to UAB. So I'm on UAB at a pick. I'm also going to take Utah Valley as a pick here. Again, very similar here, but that line move in favor of Utah Valley, Ken Pom edge, and something about Utah Valley. I don't know what it is. Super contrarian, low bets, higher dollars, but they've won both games outright as a dog. Maybe you see that magic continue here at home against Cincy. That's the way the line's moving. So I'm also on a pick at Utah Valley, and I'm going to take Utah Valley under 148.5, just screaming under money here. Open 151, down to 148.5. Must be a lot of respect to money hitting that under, causing that thing to drop pretty drastically, 3 full points there. So UAB pick, Utah Valley pick, and under 148.5 Utah Valley. One comment on pick. Obviously, both games are at a pick'em here. It's very important that you compare the pick'em price on the money line to the spread. Like, typically, it's going to be the same, but not always. So don't just automatically go bet, like, the pick'em play, which pick would be, you know, basically on the spread, a spread of 0. Typically, it's -110 both sides. But if you pay attention and compare it, you might be able to save yourself a little bit of juice. Like, for instance, you know, most games are usually like pick 'em -110 both sides, but always check the money line. There might be a game, might be a team here that's like -105 money line or -115 money line. So you can always maybe save yourself a little bit of juice just by quickly comparing. And again, it might be the same. It's probably the same. But sometimes you see outliers where the pick 'em is -110 both sides, but the money line on that is going to be -105 one team, -115 the other. So try to save some juice. Either way, this is a pick 'em -110. With UAB and with Utah Valley. I got one more bet for you. I'm going to go to the NHL here for the puckheads out there. I'm going to take a shot on the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Colorado Avs under. Give me the under 6.5 with Pittsburgh and Colorado. This total open at 6.5. And we've seen it get juiced up quite a bit here. A lot of these books are 6.5 under -115. I see some books even 6.5 under -120. So right, just based on the juice price, some liability here to the under. And these are two of the best under teams in the NHL this year. Not quite Pittsburgh. They're 37-32-1 to the under, so slightly profitable. But Colorado, you wouldn't expect it. They're, you know, thought of, at least in my opinion, as a high-scoring, high-flying team. A lot of offense, but they're actually 41-26-2 to the under this year. They've been one of the best under teams in the NHL. Also, from a betting perspective, you're getting 60% of bets on the over, yet the under's being juiced up. So if majority of public bettors are taking the over, why are they giving you like low juice, easy juice on the over? Why are they making you pay more of a price here, more expensive price on the under, despite the under being the unpopular play? Seems kind of fishy here. Tells me under juice liability. Again, two under teams, especially Colorado. But also recent play, Colorado is 4-2 to the under their last six. Pittsburgh is 5-1 to the under their last six. And also these teams just played a little more than a month ago, February 7th. It was a 2-1 game that Pittsburgh won. So I'm looking toward the under here, taking a shot under 6.5 between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Colorado Avalanche. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, March 22nd. But a reminder, we are one day away from the return of March Madness here. And if you're looking for March Madness content, Sweet 16 best bets, coverage, insights, analysis, easiest thing you can do is get more VSiN in your life. Sign up for the VSiN newsletter. We'll get you covered here with all the March Madness angles. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email, hit submit, then every morning you'll wake up to fantastic sports betting content sent directly to your inbox. Then, of course, if you want to become a member, we'd love to have you officially get those best bets, live stream of all the VSiN shows, the great DraftKings percentages, all the articles beyond the paywall, all included when you become a member, VSiN.com/subscribe. We have a great promo right now for the return of MLB in the Sweet 16, only $19 for your first month of service at VSiN. I love getting those best bets multiple times throughout the day, seeing who my favorite guests and analysts and cappers are on each day. What's Mitch and Pauly on? What's my buddy Matty Humans and Wes Reynolds and Will Hill on? Always very informative to me to say, hey, hopefully I'm on the same side. I don't want to be on the opposite side of these wise guys that I work with, but love getting those emails. At least if you're not going to do either of those, sign up for the newsletter. It's free, VSiN.com/newsletter. But get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the NIT tonight. Check out the Market Insights pod later today. Typically comes out about 3 o'clock. Should have some NBA plays for you. It's a 10-game slate in the NBA. I like to wait a little bit later in the day just to make sure injuries are all squared away. But we'll have some updated numbers for you in the Market Insights pod later this afternoon. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Good luck. And tomorrow, get ready. It's a Sweet 16.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.